I got somebody on hold. I'm going to pick them up. And if you say something stupid, I'm going to hang up on you. So I'm going. All right, here we go. All right, go. Who's this? Go for it.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Bobby in Los Angeles, the greatest caller in the history of radio.
Oh, okay, Bobby. You're the greatest caller in the history of radio. Go for it.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, level with me, because I've tried to call your program many times. Is your program anti-call?
I just don't take calls. I don't know if I'm anti-call. I just don't like to take calls because I like to just listen to myself. That's why.
Oh, all right. Well, it's your program.
And I've taken calls before, and a lot of times the people just say stupid things. So then I decide not to take calls.
You mean like prank calls or like just disagreeable?
I don't know. No prank calls, but it's not even just disagreeable. Just sometimes they're just not good calls.
Well, so here's the thing, man. I'm a really good call, and I know how to debate and all that. But I know when I call Block Talk radio programs, a lot of them are anti-call. So I want to make sure I don't mess your program up. Are we allowed to bring up any topic and debate you about stuff, or is it just a quick thing and that's it?
I don't know. Give me something quick, because I got to try to get to three topics. And I got about an hour and a half.
Yeah, you got plenty of time, bro. I work in radio just like you do. You know good radio, man. When you have someone disagree with you and debate you, that's good radio, not just ranting by yourself, man. Come on.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Give me go ahead. Go for it.
I got lots of things I'd like to bring up here. First of all, if you don't mind me asking, are you a registered Republican?
Am I a registered Republican? Now I am, yes.
Okay. Doesn't that make you kind of a hack?
Why? What do you mean?
Well, okay, I assume you are a conservative who believes in small government, less taxes, covering the border, et cetera, et cetera.
No. See, here's the thing, my friend. You probably haven't – how long have you been listening to the show?
I mean, I've been trying to call in for a long time, man. I mean, but I don't stay on too long because you never take my calls. I just give up then.
Okay, but how long have you been listening to the show?
Nothing consistently where I play it for a long time. I just turn off the program after a while.
Okay.
I'm going by what you wrote on your page, on your Blog Talk radio page.
Okay. I used to be a Democrat, lifelong
mm-hmm.
Democrat. Been a Democrat since I was since it was beaten into my head. Growing up. I've always been a Democrat, but for some reason, and it happens with some people, as you get older, you start to see things a little bit more conservative. Now, I'm not an old school conservative. I'm not an old school Republican. I just, at this point in my life, have a little bit more of a Republican view on things than I do on the liberal side. It's just something that...
My issue is not being conservative. I totally respect people who are genuine conservative. I have no issue with that. I'm not one of those people to say there's one way to do things. But, you know, the Republican Party, aside from the fact that they contradict themselves a lot and they're hypocrites... This is a party that I can give you tons of examples where a lot of the people seem to care more about the party than the country. It's a hack party. I'm not saying the left is any better, but they're definitely not as bad as the right. Why chain yourself to any party, particularly the GOP? It just doesn't make sense to me then.
So I take it that you're a libertarian.
I'm not even like that. I don't label myself in any way. I the way it should be, go case by case. Give me a topic, and I'll give you I'll tell you what I know. I don't chain myself to any side. I don't respect people who do that. But at least when Democrats do it, I'm a little easier on them because people who are liberal or Democratic, they don't usually go rah rah rah, Democrats good, and then rah rah rah, everything to blame on the GOP. But the GOP does that. It's always our side is good, the other side, liberals are bad. Liberalism is a mental disorder. The libs, the libtards. You know, it's all these conspiracy theories. Obama is a secret Muslim. Obama wasn't born here. They're trying to come after our guns. They're trying to come after our property. The media is liberally biased. These conspiracy theories, you know, get your guns, get your food. They're coming after us. Let's rile everything up. You know what I mean? Don't you understand what a stupid party that is?
And you're telling me that the liberals don't do that?
The Democrats. I'm not talking about liberal and conservatism. I'm talking about the party.
So you're telling me the Democrats don't do that? I don't. There, to me, there's no distinction between a liberal and a Democrat, no different than there is no distinction between a conservative and a Republican.
Well, the first part, you're right. No, I can understand your first part. If you said there's no difference between a liberal and Democrat, okay, I can respect that. But when you say there's no difference between a conservative and a Republican, there is a big difference, a big difference. A conservative, and I'm painting a broad brush, maybe you're different, but usually they believe in small government, small taxes, protecting the border, you know, certain things like that. And the GOP, when they are in power, what happened? They spent money like crazy. They built up the government like crazy. They didn't protect the borders. They did lots of non-conservative things. How many times did the GOP criticize the left for the war on terror? And look at what the GOP does. They gave billions of dollars to Pakistan. Bush was friendly with Saudi Arabia. He looked into the eyes of the Russian soul, a Russian leader. He let Iran come to Columbia University under his watch. They contradict themselves. They're hypocrites.
Well, but you're preaching to the choir, my friend. Yeah, I mean you're preaching to the choir, and there's a lot of people that are part of the Republican Party or the Conservative Party or whatever mm-hmm. label they are put on that preach that same thing. I'm with you. I listen. Like I said, if you listen to the show, I was a huge Democrat. So I was not a Bush supporter. I despised Bush. I voted for Obama in his first 08 term because, you know, it made me feel good and it made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Yay! So, you know, you're preaching to the choir
And I respect that, but at the end of the day, you are registered part of that party. I'm just trying to understand the hackery. Don't you understand when you chain yourself to any party, particularly a party that, again, contradicts itself and has hypocrisy, aren't you kind of supporting the hackery stuff?
Well, no, because in a presidential election, you can choose and vote for whoever you want. It's not like a primary. When it comes to the president, you could vote for whoever you want. And when you say, "Well, why chain yourself?" Well, yeah. I would much rather chain myself. I seriously, at this point in my life, would rather chain myself to the Republican Party than chaining myself to the Democrats.
The obvious follow-up has to be this, and I've asked this to other conservatives, or I want to ask more if I get the opportunity to be on more radio programs, as I am the greatest caller in the history of radio. Then, what does the Republican Party have to do? What do they have to do in order for you to say, you know what, I'm not going to be part of that party anymore? What else do they have to do? Everything from the Iraq War to money to Pakistan. I can go down a list. What do they have to do?
Well, again, all those things that you're talking about were in equal parts with Democrats. Money to Pakistan.
Oh, come on. Equal parts? Come on.
What are you talking about, equal parts? Under this president's rule, has he been hard on Pakistan? Has he been hard on Saudi Arabia? Has he been hard on the Middle East? I mean, seriously, has Obama been hard on the Middle East?
I guess that depends on what dead people you're talking to whose family got killed in the Middle East. I guess it depends who you're talking to, who you're asking.
What do you mean? Who am I asking? Has he been hard?
It's a broad question because, look, if Bush starts the Iraq war and starts giving money to Pakistan, if he starts those things and then Obama gets elected, it doesn't make logical sense. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. Don't take it as my opinion. But in his logic, it doesn't make sense for him to say, okay, now I'm president, day one, everything stops. You understand that for his logic.
Well, of course, but it wasn't day one. It's now 7.5 years. At some point, if Obama's going to take credit for all these wonderful things that are going on in the United States right now, unemployment, the stock market, all these things, at some point he has to take responsibility for the foreign policy.
Didn't he cut back on the Iraq war? Hasn't he been harder on Pakistan? I don't understand what you're saying. He has cut back on these things.
Come on. Well, the Iraq war. I mean, the Iraq war.
If you were to say he hasn't 100% stopped everything, if he truly was against it, okay, you make a fair point. But you're not saying that the Iraq war and giving money to Pakistan is the same level under Obama as it was with Bush. There is a difference. You'll acknowledge at least that much, right?
Well, of course there's a difference. But again, if you're talking about supporting foreign countries or withdrawing troops, they're totally different in that aspect. Because rather we support Pakistan or we funnel money to Qatar or we funnel money to Saudi Arabia or we sell arms to Saudi Arabia or now we're selling arms to Vietnam and so forth and so on. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Obama is just doing things differently, but he's still keeping up exactly what Bush did, just in a different way.
So even though I'm acknowledging that he hasn't stopped everything that Bush did, okay, I'm acknowledging that. And you also acknowledge that there is a difference between how Obama's doing it and Bush is doing it. You've acknowledged that. You still think it's at the same level, basically, as Bush, what Obama's doing?
What?
In terms of the Iraq war, Pakistan, and stuff like that?
No. I don't think it's the same, of course. I mean, under Bush, we had soldiers in Iraq. We don't have soldiers in Iraq. But my preference... Well, it is a big difference. It's 100% big difference. But now we're sitting here re-litigating the Iraq war. I mean, seriously, now we're relitigating.
That was one example. That was one example. I could do that if you want, but that was one example. Pakistan. Obama has done something differently than Bush with Pakistan, and it's a dicey issue with Pakistan. I don't say I agree with him. Please don't think I'm chaining myself to the Democratic Party. I'm not. But there is a difference between what Bush did and what Obama did. And a lot of what Obama's doing is just because he had no choice. He inherited this from George Bush. You understand that. You're going to say, well, at some point, take responsibility and cut everything off. But does it work like that? We don't work in intelligence. So what is his logic? Is his logic, if he says, hey, Rob, I can't just cut everything off because this, this, and this. You understand there's things you and I don't know. So we have to understand why he keeps doing these things.
Let me ask you, what's your obsession with Pakistan? Are you Pakistani?
Oh, yeah. No, hell no. You can't even know. I've never understood the logic with America in giving so much money to this nutty, extremist, backward, strange country. That over the years, when America says, you know, we're fighting the war on Islamic terror, you're either with us or against us, it's such a huge freaking contradiction that they gave billions and billions of dollars to this country, and they don't even know where all the money goes. And it's been like reported, Pakistan takes some of that money and gives it to terrorist groups. So let me ask you this. Think about this logically. America fights the war on terror, and we're trying to win the war on terror, and we're giving money to Pakistan to fight the war on terror, and they take some of that money and give it to terrorist groups who they are fighting in Afghanistan and, I guess, Pakistan. Don't you think there's something strange about that, at least on the minimum strange, on maximum insane, horrible?
Yeah, but that to me is minimal. So all the terror groups come from Saudi Arabia. All the terror groups come from Saudi Arabia.
You don't know about Pakistan then. I cut you off. Go ahead. Finish it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Saudi Arabia is the real funder of terror. You look at the 9/11 commission. Just look at the incidences that come out of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the place. Saudi Arabia is the real problem. Pakistan's a problem. Afghanistan, that whole Middle East is a problem. But ultimately, Saudi Arabia.
There's no way I know for sure which country is number one worse and which is number two. But you can make a very good argument that Pakistan is worse than Saudi Arabia, and I'll tell you why. Pakistan has terrorist groups. Pakistan was one of the countries that helped build the Taliban and fund the Taliban. Pakistan was one of the countries that helped fund Al-Qaeda. Pakistan had Osama bin Laden. Pakistan fights with a democratic country, India, and America preaches democracy. We want democracy. Well, India is a democratic country, and Pakistan fights with them. Pakistan has another conflict in the world that doesn't get talked about enough. You know, we talk about Israel and Palestine. What about the Kashmir issue in India? That's a very highly militarized thing that's going on. It's a really bad thing. It doesn't get reported on much. Pakistan works for China. China has become one of America's enemies, or at least a probable enemy. And China does lots of business and investments in Pakistan. Pakistan was one of the last three countries to recognize the Taliban, even after America went there and took down the Taliban. How shady is that, that your ally recognizes the Taliban after they take it down? It's only one of the three countries to do that. Oh, and by the way, I forgot one more important thing. Do you remember with the Iraq War when we were talking about weapons of mass destruction? Pakistan has weapons of mass destruction. And by the way, Pakistan helped sell weapons of mass destruction to North Korea. So when people kept saying, what if Saddam has weapons? What if Saddam sells weapons? Well, Pakistan had weapons, and Pakistan sold weapons to, you know, intelligence to North Korea. So they're, you know, they're, don't downplay them, man. They're really shady, really horrible.
All right. Pakistan is bad. That's what we learned. What's your name? What's your name?
Bobby in Los Angeles. Bobby in Los Angeles, the greatest caller in the history of radio.
All right, we're going to put that down. Bobby from Los Angeles, greatest caller in the history of radio. All right. All right, Bobby, listen to me.
Do you still think Saudi Arabia is much worse than Pakistan?
I still think Saudi Arabia is much worse because, 15 of the 19 hijackers, however many hijackers there were all from Saudi Arabia. The San Bernardino shooter, Saudi Arabia.
Your first point was valid about, you know, the horrible thing from what they did in 9/11. But the second one of them was also, wasn't he Pakistani? Wasn't he also Pakistani, one of the guys, the husband?
Well, the girl was born in Pakistan, but she moved to Saudi Arabia when she was like 2 or 3 years old. So
it wasn't like she was like, you know, Switzerland and then got radicalized in Saudi Arabia. She was from Pakistan. Come on.
All right, listen, Bobby, you're convincing me. I'm going to the side of evil Pakistan. I'm with you. I knew they were evil before, but now you're convincing me that they are the scourge in this country. We've been focused on North Korea. We've been focused on Saudi Arabia.
Iran.
It's Pakistan. Pakistan.
And by the way, Rob. Now I'm kind of worried here. I don't want you to think that I'm downplaying Saudi Arabia or North Korea or Iran. I know those are also horrible countries too. I know that. I just think there's a lot of people who genuinely believe that Pakistan is like either an ally, or they'll say, well, it's dicey, the kind of an ally. They're also a friend and blah, blah, blah. They don't seem to know like how insane Pakistan is. Not the people, but just in general. You understand I'm talking about the extremists. I'm not talking about all the people. Most people are nice people. But I'm talking about the extremists. Pakistan is not an ally. Americans are giving them billions of dollars. Yeah.
How do you know most of the Pakistanis are nice people? Do you hang out with Pakistanis?
You know, that's a really good question. And that's a fair question. I guess I would base it on two things. One, I'd like to think, I know that most human beings in the world are good people. But, you know, most people just want, you know, a family, peace, make their money, you know, they believe in God. They're not insane people. And, you know, to be honest with you, man, I've met a lot of Pakistani people, and this is where I get torn when I start to, like, give you these anti-Pakistan rants. I can't figure it out because I meet them, and they seem so nice. They seem so respectful. They seem so pleasant. They're very, like, you know, they seem like very friendly people. And then, like, every time in the news, you hear about, like, Pakistan. It's just, like, I can't figure this out. I think what it goes back to, man, it goes back to a lot of these Muslim countries. And I guess you could say other non-Muslim countries, too. Most people are nice, and most people are not terrorists. But then a lot of bad people, even if they're not terrorists, they seem to, like, I guess, give a pass to some of the extremists. Maybe not the terrorists themselves, but they give a pass to some of the extremists, or they kind of downplay it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, Bobby. Your new name is Anti-Pakistan Bobby. So when I see your number come up,
don't do that.
I'm going to go, all right, we've got Anti-Pakistan Bobby on the line. Go for it, Bobby. Go.
I know I'm painting a broad brush on lots of Pakistanis, and I feel bad. I'm just trying to – I wish – you know what I want to do, Rob? I really wish there was a way I could take a survey of Pakistani people and just ask them in a friendly way certain questions. There's a lot of questions I've always wanted to ask them, not to be mean or rude, just to understand their logic, because most of them are not terrorists. Most of them are not insane, horrible, crazy killers. But I'm just trying to understand why is so much terrorism extremist? Why is so much extremism in a country like Pakistan and other countries, you know?
You think a lot about Pakistan. You think a lot about Pakistan. I've never thought about Pakistan this much. Now I'm going to – when I go off the air, I'm going to be thinking about Pakistan. I'm just going to be going, man, Pakistan. When I see a cab, I'm going to think, is there a Pakistani driving that cab? I'm going to be just obsessed on a Pakistan.
But, okay, when you do that, man, if you do it, please remember most Pakistani people are good people, nice people. They believe in God, and they're very friendly. I'm not trying to paint a broad brush about all Pakistanis. I know most believe in God, and most are very nice people. Please take that into consideration.
I'll take that into consideration. All right, Bobby, listen, I'm going to go. I got to go.
Wait, one thing. Do more than that. Don't just take it into consideration. Really understand that and accept that. You know?
I'm going to understand it. I'm going to accept it. Pakistani Bobby. Okay, I'm going to go. Listen to me. You're a good caller. I like my Pakistani conversation. We're going to go. And you're good, and you could call again. I got your number written down, so now I know it's anti-Pakistan Bobby. You're the man.
Label me as the greatest caller if you want, but not anti-Pakistani.
Okay,
but anyway,
greatest.
Can I bring up a future topic? Can I be a guest in your program? I got a future topic. The age of consent laws. I'm really passionate about that. Any chance we can go over that?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, let's talk about the age of consent laws tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Not right now?
All right. Huh? No, not now. I got to go. I got to talk about other stuff. Okay. Good.
Right,
Bobby,
thank you. Thank you for
I love
my
you.
Call. Yeah.
All right, Bobby. I love
you. Thank you for
taking
my call. Appreciate it.
All right, bye. Yeah, bye. All right. That was Pakistani Bobby. Those of you who are listening to us on video and watching us on video, I know you're sitting there going, we can't hear Pakistani Bobby. We can't hear Pakistani Bobby. I'm sorry. Okay, you're going to have to download the podcast, and then you could hear Pakistani Bobby, okay? He was good, right? If you didn't know anything about Pakistan, he just gave us a history lesson.